Alright everyone, welcome to another episode of Single Mommy Fabulous. Today we're going to be talking about internet dating and how to catch a catfish. And a catfish is someone who represents themselves as someone they are not. I like to call that identity theft light. And so we're going to talk about our experiences with catfish, and give you tips to keep yourself safe. Some of them we found on the internet, and some of them just came from my experience because I've been online dating for quite some time. So Adrian, since you've had the most recent catfish episode, why don't you go ahead and tell us about it?
Right. So I was catfished twice. The one guy, I didn't realize it was a catfish until this article that I read. But yeah, two of them happened within the same couple weeks. The first guy messaged me on an app. It was like a horoscope type app. Where you kind of get, you don't get paired with people, but you kind of have the ability to chat with people that have similarities to you. And so they both reached out on this app. But the first guy was just like, I don't know. He just seemed like a regular guy. He seemed pretty cool, actually. And then my friend Googled him and found an Instagram account with the pictures that he sent me. And we watched the videos that were on there. And there's just a few things that didn't match. The main thing was the English. The guy in the video, his English was perfect. And the person that I was texting with, you could tell they were an English learner, or English was their second language. And also he said that he was divorced, but the person on the Instagram was clearly happily married. You know, little things like that. The other guy that messaged me was one of those types that were just saying how much, you know, like they're in love, and it's like day three, right? And then the kicker was, so after a while, I told him to stop doing that. Like, just don't say that anymore. It's ridiculous. Right. And then I'm telling you, maybe like an hour or two later, he asked me for money. And I was like, okay, block. Like, are you kidding me right now? Oh, and the first guy too, originally he gave me a phone number. We were texting by phone. And then he wanted to move to WhatsApp, which I thought was weird. Because it's like, well, if you're American, then why do you want to be on WhatsApp? Because I know WhatsApp to be an international type of texting thing. So you can text abroad. Maybe you could use, I don't know, but that's how I was introduced to it as.
Yeah. No, that's, so I'm like, well, that's, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so you're American. So why do you need to talk to another American on WhatsApp? That's weird. But when I searched the number, he said he was from, I want to say Utah or something. The number was a Georgia number.
Oh,
that couldn't be traced. Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, block.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny is now there's that, I can't think of the even texting app, and I wouldn't want to give them light of day anyway, but there's some texting app now that advertises on TV and says to give out while you're dating. I don't want you to give me one of those numbers because I'm automatically going to assume that you're not real. If it leads me back to like a Google Hangout number or something like that, I'm going to be like, dude, don't talk to me. So
right.
I think that's interesting.
It's way easy to just block people.
Right? Like back in the day, you couldn't.
Yeah, just block.
Just,
right.
They may try from another number, and you can block that number until they get wind of the idea that they're never going to speak to you again. It's okay.
Exactly. So that was my experience. And I have to say, I took it hard. I had never been catfished before in my mind. Now that I know that like people kind of hitting you up, asking you for money, that that's a catfish. Yeah, it has happened before, but I didn't realize that was a catfish. So to me, the other guy stealing the pictures, like, that was a first. And I was devastated, not because I thought he was so cool and I was so hopeful about him. I was devastated that there are people out here that do that for shits and giggles. Like, why?
Well, I think that's why my guilty pleasure is Catfish the TV show, because of the fact that you're just trying to figure out what the hell is with these people. And, you know, with Catfish, you get an idea of these people just having, like, issues with their mentality and being not confident with whom they are. But, you know, that's only a small majority, I feel, of people who are like the people they find on Catfish. Because, like, I'm sure more times than not, the people on the Catfish producers just run into brick walls. Like, we all do.
Because there's
just some people who make it into, like, a business. But, yeah, that's funny. I just talked to somebody, like, a week and a half ago who had a picture, was in the U.S. in San Francisco because they were in front of the cable car stop in their picture. And then they were like, can we get on WhatsApp? And they gave me their number. And I almost didn't get on because I was like, oh, God, here comes another catfish. Well, no, it was just a guy locked up in his house in Amsterdam. Couldn't, you know, go out because Amsterdam is literally locked down. If we think we're locked down, what he described sounds like hell to people who don't want to be locked down. but he says nothing's open.
Right, hello.
Yeah, so, like, absolutely nothing, not even stores. So he was just looking to entertain himself. And he had been here before, so he used that picture and was looking for women in our area. But he didn't really like San Francisco, so I'm not real sure why he was doing that.
Bizarre.
People are bizarre. But he was so hilarious, strange. And it was a fun conversation. So you will run into the one-off. But I have to say that it generally... I catch them before they can get too far. But there was one that I was talking to for quite a while, and he said he was, he immigrated here from Wales or Scotland, one of the two. And we talked for a long time. He never got on the phone because he was offshore, of course, working on an oil rig, because everyone works on an oil rig. And whatever. Right. And so he said he was, you know, onshore and da 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 da. So he'd call me and we talked. And, you know, I have a good ear for people's accents, and his was like that area. I'm not sure if I would have pinpointed it to where he was saying he was from. But I was like, okay, you know, maybe being here has morphed his accent a little, because I know my New York accent is in there, but it sounds different now that I'm here in California for so long. So I was like, okay. So we talked for several months, and then guess what happened? There was an explosion on the oil rig. So he was upset for like 6 days and couldn't text and whatever. He's like, oh my God, two of my people died and I'm responsible for them. And, you know, it was a sad sob story. And I was buying it for a little while and not like totally, I wasn't like giving 100%. You know, our conversations weren't really about money, but then of course, when this explosion happens, it turns to a money conversation, and in a money conversation in the opposite way, where he had me log in to his bank account, supposed bank account, and says, okay, what I want you to do is transfer, how much was it? Like $50,000 out of this account. So the account balance, according to this website, was $2 million with some change. But it was too round for me to believe it was real, because I don't think there were any cents, or there wasn't like $2 million and $1, you know, like it just didn't seem quite right to me. So then that led me to do a Google search. Couldn't really find anything about this bank. It was an international bank. of course. And I'm like, you know, this is a little weird for me. I don't think this is a real bank. And then I just said, you know what? I'm like, my bank doesn't allow me to have more than $5,000 put in my bank. And I don't feel like making that many transactions to get that money. So I can't help you. Because, right. You know, like, it's the non-confrontational way of saying, I don't freaking believe you. But also because of the idea that I would put my banking information into somebody else's bank is ouch. No, no, I won't. You're not my husband. Yeah. I don't care if we've been talking for a year. I still don't trust you enough for you to have my banking information. As a matter of fact, I probably will never trust anybody again with my banking information. So there's that.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, you know, my catfish.
Well, I was married for 8 years and he didn't know my bank account.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's funny because they're all starting to watch these shows and stuff. And so they gotten a little more savvy, you know, to where they do get on the phone. They do send you pictures. However, in some apps, you can tell if they took their picture from the phone or their computer, or if it's something that they got off of their photo album, you know, in their phone. I think Kik does that. And
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like, if you don't sit, like, I know it sounds stupid, but I don't really ask people for live pictures because I've gotten to the point where I'm really good at looking for the details that I don't necessarily need them to, like, send me pictures or whatever else. I mean, they're nice. Pictures are nice if you're interested. But it's not my main way of catching a catfish, is not generally that way. It's literally when they get on the phone.
Tell me how you catch a catfish.
It's like you said, like the one thing that you said that always gets me, I'll ask you to get on the phone. You need to get on the phone with me for me to be bothered. You get on the phone and why does everybody sound like they're from Nigeria? But the fact that you said you were from Scotland and you sound like you're from Nigeria, it doesn't work for me. Don't call me anymore. Like, stop it. Like, I don't have time for the, I don't have the time or the energy to waste on you. And I really am I am really that bold about it. Or I will tell them that they're a gay porn star that I found on Instagram. I'll straight send it to them too. I'll be like, hey, look, this profile, this item number 15 looks like that picture you sent me. And oh, by the way, he's gay. So he probably isn't interested in me. So reverse image search is my best friend. I will, like, snapshot people's profile on my phone if I have doubts. I really will. I'll screenshot it, and I will put it through an image search and try to see if it comes up as something else. However, it hasn't netted the things that I want lately, so I kind of stopped image search because I don't know where they're finding their pictures, but I certainly cannot find their matches. As much as I used to, but
I don't know.
Unless they're a gay porn star.
See, and that's the thing I had, That's the thing I had never heard of. I didn't know that you could search somebody's image and get, like, results. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this world. I mean, I guess I knew it existed, but I didn't know that it existed. You know what I mean? Like, this is insane. It's like you have to be a freaking detective to get a date.
CSI catfish.
So yeah, reverse image search. I did not know you could do that. I didn't know. Crazy.
Yeah. You know, and so funny because I'm looking at what people say and in these advice to people is like, if they have no webcam, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to talk to anybody on video chat. I can tell you right now because my kid is nosy. So we have to, as single mothers, we have to be a little bit more smart as to how we figure out people are catfish without involving our children. So I don't video chat. So maybe some people have run away from me thinking I'm a catfish. I don't care if you do or you don't. I'm not, though. So I got an Instagram profile for this podcast. It is obnoxious how many people will actually try to date me through my podcast website. I'm like, dude, business webs. Why are you bothering me? I'm just posting pictures trying to get people to actually listen to my podcast. I'm not exactly sure why you think you need to talk to me, sir.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God.
Which makes me happy that my personal Instagram is private, because I can't with these people. I'm like, anyone who contacts me on Instagram, I immediately think they're fake. And then I start looking at how long they've been on Instagram, and it's usually less than a year. And I'm like, why am I going to talk to you?
Yeah.
I don't have time to talk to you.
These people are predators.
They are predators. I mean, I have met people all the ways that people tell you not to meet people, like my boyfriend of 2.5 years that I met on Facebook, and he just added me out of the blue. And I'm like, what the hell adding me for? And it turned out to be fine, but it was just, where did you come from? And of course, everyone thought that he was a catfish or he wanted something. And I'm like, I think you guys are projecting. But I understand, because, you know, that's what the common knowledge is. But I think that one of the things is with Facebook, I would say, check to see when they've posted their first post. If you are our age and you just now got an Facebook, I'm going to wonder what hole you were in for a while. And whether you were just one of those people, right. You're going to have to explain to me that you were just one of those people who didn't want a Facebook for years, and then all of a sudden you want one, and you're gonna have to have a good reason. Like, maybe it's to yell at people on about politics. Yeah. I don't know, but like, it doesn't make a damn bit of sense that I haven't seen you, or you haven't been seen on Facebook before. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is insane.
Well, and like you said, when they want to be intimate way too soon, where they're like, I love you. You are the most beautiful person in the world. Blah, blah. Psst, silence. I don't want to hear you.
Like the one guy, I had to say, he was literally, after everything that he would say, he would throw a beautiful on the end of it, right?
Like, yes.
Everything. How are you, beautiful? Oh, that's so good to hear, beautiful. How's your day, beautiful? Oh, you know, I ask him a question, you know, like, let's say, do you have any pets? Oh, I have a dog, beautiful. And I had to say, like, stop doing that. Like, it's nice to, you know, for someone to think that you're attractive and whatever, but it's like, when you say it that much, of course I don't believe you. Like, go away. Why are you being like that? It's just weird. And it's like, and then it makes me think, who falls for that? You know, like, who are these people that are out? Because it's working for somebody because they keep doing it, right? So who is falling for this? It made me so sad. Like, it just was so awful. It was such an awful experience all the way around.
It is. Yeah. I think that you hit on something. It's like, you know, for me, it does make me a little skeptical of meeting people online. However, the fact that I don't have social opportunities, even before COVID, online dating was my go-to. But it makes me sad for people because you won't even try. And I do know people, including myself, my husband and I met on the internet, and not that it ended in the best way, but I have to say he was one of my best friends for so many years. And we had a good relationship. Our marriage sucked. There's so many factors to our marriage being horrible, but I could truly say that I met one of the greatest loves of my life on the internet. So I don't think that it's totally out. It's just that you have to be smart about what you're doing on the internet. And I think it all goes back to how we treat ourselves as, you know, internet citizens, right? Could apply to almost everything that we do. We may meet somebody who just wants to be our friend on the internet, and these same things could be true of them. And not to say let's not make friends, because that's stupid as well.
Yeah.
You do have to tell yourself that people are keyboard warriors, that people can hide their selves behind these identities that aren't real, and there's not much you can do about it, right? You can report them for fake dating profiles and so on, Some catfish, if you put in their username into Google, you will find that they've been on several different sites. They've done this to several different people. Oh, or you God. Could find that. Yeah, I found that out one time because one person who tried to catfish me and I got real mad at them. I did a deep dive into the internet. I don't think that everybody should do a deep dive into the internet because that's not the best thing for your mental health either.
True, but I do right? think,
yeah, I think that we have to prepare ourselves that these people are misrepresenting themselves. And my favorite, which is always a catfish thing, is the traumatic life events. So, when they fall off the face of the earth, they broke their femur or they're dead. I mean, come on, dude.
I had one, which could actually very well be true. Either way, you're not getting any money out of me, but he was saying that like wherever he was, you have to pay for like, I don't know, something like to use the phone or something like that for Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Oh, phone credits and, or something.
And then he ran out, and so he couldn't call because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Oh, but can you loan me $50? Okay, but 50 American dollars compared to wherever he was at dollars, like you're asking me to give you like $10,000 or something crazy like that. Like the exchange rate was just really insane. And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna, even if it was a dollar, sir, I'm not giving you any money. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Please drive through. It never ceases to amaze me. And there are people, and we've talked a lot about money, but there is a faction of those people who are just looking for emotional support animals. That's what I'm going to call myself right now. Because it's the only thing I can equate it to. They are looking for someone to drop their emotions on and get propped up by somebody, but they have to get you to fall in love with them in order to get that emotional support. So, you know, the same things apply. You know, you don't, it's a game out here. I swear that some days I just want to throw in the dating towel.
Absolutely.
And I probably will again for a while. Because I get tired of it all. And I'd rather spend time with my daughter and enjoy the days where she still likes me.
Right.
than give it to somebody who isn't giving me the same.
Right.
Bottom line. Adrian, after your catfish episodes.
Yeah.
What would you tell ladies to do?
I think that I would tell ladies to educate themselves on, you know, all of these things we talked about and how to, you know, if you have suspicions, like there are ways that you can look and see if your suspicions are substantiated or not. And I also would tell ladies, you know, not that I was this person because I don't think I was that deep in it, you know, emotionally anyway. You know, just ease up. Like, don't think this person or like every person that you end up meeting online is like the one, right? You don't know. They're still strangers. Like, treat these people like strangers. They are strangers. And I needed to be more skeptical. I was skeptical from the beginning.
Yeah.
But I have a bad habit of giving people the benefit of the doubt, which is not a bad thing. However, there's a time and a place for that. And when you're meeting a stranger online, you have no idea. And then I felt dumb because I was like, this is exactly what I tell my kids. You know, you don't know who this person is. Yeah, they sent you a picture. So what? You don't know who this person is. And I didn't listen to my own advice, you know, like not all the way. So I would say, yeah, like just remember, you know, anybody you talk to online is a stranger. You don't know them. You don't know. They can tell you whatever they want to tell you. You don't know them until you have the opportunity to not just have a conversation, but to hang out with them in real life, real time. And even then, you don't know them. So it's like, just go into it with straight up stranger danger. That's what I would say. High alert, stranger danger. And be hopeful, but be wary. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I think that this goes back to courtship in general. You know, somehow the internet accelerated our timelines to fall in love. Because we think we're getting the most genuine, authentic version of someone, because why would they lie, right? That was the original thought process, right? Unfortunately, there are people who are not truthful. And you do. You have to just kind of treat it like an old-fashioned courtship. If someone's asking you to marry them within 3 weeks of you talking to them and you've never met them in person, or they're really crazy. And you do. You need to meet people in person. You need to know who they are. And if you're meeting in person, go back to meeting in places that are full of people. Not necessarily crowded, but, you know, that there are others around. You don't want to leave yourself in any kind of danger. Let somebody know that you're going off to meet them. And then what I would say about the process of meeting these people, just know that some people may lie. And when your gut says that they may be lying, then check it out. I'm not saying that everybody's a liar. There are a lot of good people out there. I've met tons of them that have never said one lie to me, but it didn't result in a relationship, which is fine.
Yeah, definitely.
But just trust your gut, most of all, I would say. Catfish are sneaky little devils. Reach out to somebody if you think that you're being catfished, whether it's your friends or not, because I know friends can be judgy. I'm not judgy, so if you want to reach out to me, I'll catch a catfish. That's my thing. There are people out there who are willing to help you. I'm silly, I know. I am so glad that we had this episode, because I think it's pertinent.
Yeah.
Every day of the week, we always have to remind ourselves to keep ourselves safe, keep our families safe, and still be hopeful that if we want love, we can find it. And that is difficult, but I don't know that changed from being a teenager.
Yeah, it's still the same.
For passing notes in the hall to the boy you liked.
So. Exactly. It's just now
there was still the added chance layers that Chris would not difficulty. Like you. So
you know,
an added layer.
Yeah.
let's just complicate this a little bit.
Okay.
So, well, thank you so much, Adrian, for being with me again, and we're excited because this month marks almost a year of our podcast, and we are busy assembling a mom table, which will consist of many moms, hopefully. Right now we don't have many, but we're always looking. So if you're interested in sharing your opinion on motherly issues
Absolutely.
Or women's issues, we may be looking for you. So reach out to us. And again,
Absolutely.
We hope
stay
that you
fabulous.
Stay fabulous and have a wonderful week.